Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Truly, it is a blessing, a miracle to be alive today. Truly, I thank God for everything that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Thank God for being alive today. Thank God that you are alive. You are able to hear the Word of God. You are able to hear, to see all that God had promised you. And thank God for allowing us to see this beautiful Saturday, the day that we've never seen before. Thank God for all that God's people who are righteously, praise God, who walk upright before Him, line themselves up with His Word. We are in the days, praise God, to rejoice and to praise Him. We are in the day that we need to be clothed in His righteousness and to receive all that He is to us in this hour. And I thank God for being who He is to us. Thank God for Jesus, for His body and blood. Thank God that His body is salvation for us. Praise God for our body and soul. Jesus' body is for our body, and His blood is for our soul of redemption. Thank God for who He is and what He is to us. Thank God for the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank God for who He is in this hour. And I thank God for everything that He is in this respectable place. But most of all, I thank God for Him alone. Jesus, hallelujah, that name Jesus is Almighty name. And I truly thank God. Some of you are on your way to work, going to the shut-in. Some of you on the way to the prayer meeting. Some of you are going to see the loved ones who are in the hospital, praise God, or in their home. But however, take the time to give God the praise. He deserves the praise. Did you not know God wants you to spend quality time with Him? He wants you to have a conversation with Him. That's why He created you. He created you to give Him the opportunity, give Him your time to praise Him, to have a conversation with Him, and most of all, to give Him glory. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Oh, I praise His holy name. What a God we serve. What a mighty God that we serve. He is all that He is to us, body, soul, and spirit. But this morning, I would like to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And I'm going into the book of Mark. Thank God, and I truly thank God for Jesus, the 6th chapter of Mark. Praise God. And I'm going to start at the, thank you, Father. When Jesus was doing the loaves, He was feeding 5,000 people and fed them 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Jesus did another miracle, and He fed those people supernaturally. He fed those people, praise God, of 5 loaves and 2 fish. But thank God for Jesus, and thank God they took up the 12 baskets. And the 12 baskets represent the 12 tribes of Israel. The 12 tribes of the apostles. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. We are made up of 12 parts of the human body. And thank God for Jesus Christ. So thank God of the number 12. Praise God. 12 that is on our clock. Praise God. 12 midnight. Praise God. There are people are praying at 12 midnight. We got some people are praying. But most of all, what got my attention is the 3 o'clock. And I'm going to show you what Jesus did. Praise God. Immediately after this, Jesus made his disciples get back into the boat and head out across the lake to Bethsaida. That's Bethsaida. While he sent the people home afterwards, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. During the night, the disciples were in their boat out in the middle of the lake, and Jesus was alone on land. He saw that they were in serious trouble, rolling hard and struggling against the wind and waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, he came to them walking on the water. He started to go past them. But when they saw him walking on the water, they screamed in terror, thinking he was a ghost. They were all terrified when they saw him. But Jesus spoke to them at once. "It's all right," he said. "I am here. Don't be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat and the wind stopped. They were astonished at what they saw. They still didn't understand the significance of the miracle of the multitude loaves, for their hearts were hard and they did not believe. Thank God for Jesus. They did not believe. Praise God. When they arrived, praise God, on the other side of the lake, they anchored the boat and climbed out. But thank God for Jesus. But I want to go back to you pertaining to the 3 a.m. prayer. God got his people already set up, his army set up to wake up 3 o'clock in the morning. That's where you receive the revelation that God wants you to have. Praise God. The revelation of his word. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for Jesus Christ. The revelation that the Lord wants you to have is at 3 a.m. in the morning. Jesus was walking on the water at 3 a.m. when Peter then was troubled. They didn't know what that coming across. They say a ghost, but they realized that Jesus illuminated himself like a light bulb. Praise God. And he demonstrated the miracle of God, the power of God. Keep in mind that Jesus is God's son. He illuminated as he walked on the water 3 a.m. in the morning. When you wake up 3 a.m. in the morning, you could do research. Go on YouTube, praise God, and search on 3 a.m. People are talking about how people receive miracles 3 a.m. in the morning by prayer, praise God, and fasting. But seek God early in the morning before you do anything, before you start your day. 3 a.m. in morning worship with the Father and the Son and you as well. That's when you receive miracles and miraculous revelation pertaining to the days that we are facing. And there are lots of information on YouTube. When people get up 3 to 5 p.m., they receive revelation that God wants to share to his people to get you prepared for the things that we are facing on this earth. And something about the 3 a.m. prayer, it works, people. It works if you just make the effort. Praise God, willing to sacrifice your morning sleep and just wake up 3 a.m. in the morning. Ask the Lord to wake you up. Jesus did miracles 3 a.m. in the morning, when he noticed that the people were troubled, his disciples were troubled because of what happened on the boat when they saw the storm was coming. Praise God. When you want an answer from God, wake up in the morning. Arise and shine. Praise God. That's the word say. Arise and shine. Praise God. The glory of the Lord. Praise God. You will see the glory of the Lord early in the morning. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. It's something about the 3 a.m. prayer. I heard people, how God give them revelation to give to his people. How people receive miracles. Praise God. By reading and staying before the Lord 3 a.m. in the morning. They be praying, asking God to bring miracles in their life, to bring their family member back to Christ, to heal their body, to bless them financially, to help them in whatever situation they are facing. They get up 3 a.m. in the morning. So God is so good that his mercy endures forever. All we got to do is trust the Lord and believe in his word. And I thank God. That's how Peter, praise God, walked on the water when he saw the Lord walking. Praise God. But most of all, Jesus is teaching us how we could seek the Lord, to seek the Father early in the morning. Praise his holy name. You intercessors, you prayer warriors, you that on the wall, that God bless you to be the watchman on the wall. 3 a.m., praise God. Get in your prayer closet. Get in wherever your area is that you designate to pray, to worship, to give God the glory. Watch God move on your behalf. Watch God move on your behalf when you rise and shine at 3 a.m. in the morning. Well, you don't be disturbed. And the devil don't like it. I'm going to tell you right now, the devil don't like it when you get up early in the morning. You why? You disturb him. Praise God. But when you lift up your eyes unto the hill from which comes your help, 3 a.m. in the morning makes a difference in your life. It starts your day differently. Praise God. You have a new outlook of things in life. Because when you get up early in the morning at 3 a.m., praise God, you give God that devoted time with him. You seeking his glory. You seeking his faith. You seeking for direction and way you could help yourself and your family and others as well. You become, as God say, perfect. Praise God. When you do what he command you to do. So I thank God for Jesus for what he is today. Thank God for the 3 a.m. You don't have to take my word for it. Research it on YouTube. Praise God. Research it in your holy book. Praise God. As I did in Mark, the 6th chapter. Early in the morning, the Lord prevailed. He came to those men's rescue. He came to his disciples to let them know that he was there. Not to be afraid, but I am with you. So the Lord wants us to dedicate ourselves to come before him at 3 a.m. in prayer. So make that your effort to do that. Trust the Lord every step of the way, and God will see you through this. Have a blessed and beautiful Saturday. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God. Forsaken.